Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 20 of the Goal Getter podcast. And we are very lucky because last week we had Sinead, our head coach, on the podcast. And today we have another incredible member of our team on the show. So today we have Penny Carlos, and I'm extremely excited to welcome you onto the podcast. A very, very big welcome, Penny. And today... You're very, very welcome. And today we're going to talk all about how you went from doing all these different fad diets, you know, whether it was Slim Fast, Weight Watchers, or, you know, Atkins, all these different diets, to, you know, and how you got to where you are today, you know, so losing weight or having, you know, a more positive and healthy relationship around food. So I'm excited to dive into all this today, and I hope everybody finds the episode useful as well. So Penny, take me back. When did your dieting journey begin?
Oh, crikey. My dieting journey began probably in my early 20s. I think when you're a teenager, well, me personally, I would eat anything. Yeah. I've always been one of these people that... I had the skinny legs, but I had a tummy, always had a tummy. So I didn't really think about the food I was eating in my teenage years. But then when I got into my early 20s, I started to put on the weight, and the weight wasn't shifting. And I thought, right, I need to look at, you know, going on a diet. But I was... Well, back then, uneducated about what food was right for you. It was all about eating less, shakes. So I did the Slim Fast plan. I tried a little bit of, like you said, I did the Atkins. Do you remember you used to be able to get like women's weekly magazines, and now and again they'd have these quick fix diets in them, you know, a 3-day diet and lose 7 pounds in 7 days and those kind of things.
Yes.
And I was that person that thought, yeah, that'll work. And there was really strange combinations of food that you had to eat and things like that. And
or like the cabbage soup diet. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and like, you know, just like little portions of food, like, you know, tuck biscuits and cottage cheese, and that was a meal, and you know, various really, really things that didn't make sense. But at the time it was like, well, it's in a women's magazine. So I was a marketer's dream. I was just like, yeah, it'll work. But obviously they didn't. And I'd gain again, and I literally did play at it. I remember doing the fasting diet where you didn't eat, where you reduced your calorie intake on 2 days a week, I think it was. That were crazy. That didn't work for me either.
I dabbled in that myself, actually.
Yeah. It's it that yeah the symptoms that I felt with that wasn't nice, to be fair. I did the high protein diet, which was similar to Atkins, but I can't even remember the name of that one. But yeah, so I dabbled throughout from my early 20s. I feel like I've been on a diet all my life, if I'm honest. A lot of years I've been up and down, up and down.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, you know, that like feeling of always being on a diet and looking for, okay, like what's the next thing? And then your weight going up, your weight going down, that's not being able to sustain it, and then trying to look for a new diet. And it is like, it's that thing that, you know, it just takes up so much headspace. Because if I think back to like when I was struggling with it, it's like, if you're struggling with your weight and like you don't feel comfortable in your body, like of course I believe in like self-acceptance and stuff like that, right? But sometimes you just don't feel, you know, happy in your body, and then it's like something that you're constantly thinking about, you know, from morning until night, like how can I lose weight, like what is the best thing to do? And there's, and then of course, because there's so many different options and so many things that just I suppose it's easy to get confused and to get lost. So tell us a little bit about then, of course, at one point you came across the reset. But actually, before we go into that, I guess, like, how did you feel on a daily basis when you were doing these diets? Like, what was sort of, like, when you got up, was it something that you felt like you could sustain? Like, could you do it with your family? Or was it, like, just something that you dreaded?
No, I was always, you know, that person that would be on different meals to my family. My self-esteem was quite low. And as I said before, you know, my main weight gain was always around my stomach area. And so I learned to dress cleverly. I used to layer my clothes. Black was my favorite color, and Spanx was my best friend. And people used to say to me, you don't need to lose weight. And I'd be like, yes, I do. You haven't seen me in my underwear, or you know what I mean? I used to dress very cleverly, so that people didn't think I needed to lose weight. But I knew I did. And I felt very bloated around the stomach area. And I just didn't have any body confidence or anything like that. Heaviest back in 2017. I'm only 5'3" and I was coming up to 13 stone, which, you know, is not good. I didn't look like I weighed 13 stone, but, you know, the scale said I did. And as I say, I was going up into like the size 14 clothes. So I remember we went out for a meal with some mutual friends, and but there was a girl in the group. She was a bit older than me. And she was massively into her health and fitness. And I didn't really know her. She was a lovely person. And we got chatting about diets and things. And I remember saying, the problem with me, I like my wine. I remember saying that. And she just said to me, you don't want it enough. And she wasn't being malicious in any way. And the moment she said it, I thought, but I do want it enough. And I've never forgotten her saying that.
Gosh.
And that kind of flicked. I'm a massive believer in that switch. Do you know what I mean? And that just, that the switch just switched on. And I thought, no, I need to believe in myself. I need to want it enough. That's when I decided to join Weight Watchers online. Because where I live, we didn't have any local groups. And I thought, no, I'll do it online. So I paid the subscription fee and I did it online. And for 6 months, I did nothing but count points.
And oh, Penny.
Yes, I know.
God love you. Why?
I can tell you how many points are in a bottle of wine. I literally, and because I did it online, I had the app on my phone and I used to zap everything. You know, if you had the barcode attached to you, I'd zap you.
I can imagine.
And my friends at work used to be like, would you like to try some of this. And I'd be like, hang on a minute, let me just zap it, see how many points it's worth. Can I have it? I became obsessed.
Yeah.
But I did lose the weight. I lost 2 stone in 6 months and I got to my goal and I felt amazing. But there's always a but. After I got to goal, I started to stop counting points because, you know, I realized I didn't want to live my life counting points.
Yeah.
I have a massive sweet tooth. And what I found with Weight Watchers was they didn't educate me in terms of what is right to eat, what makes you feel good about yourself. It was just about counting points. I did used to put biscuits in my Weight Watchers app to, you know, so I could have my biscuits, so I could have my crisps, so I could have that bottle of wine. I'd save my weeklies for the weekend so I could have that bottle of wine. So I became a yo-yo. So what I was doing, I was really strict Monday through to Thursday. My weigh-in was a Friday, so I used to weigh myself on a Friday and then I would reward myself the whole weekend with binge eating in a way.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I used to do. So then I'd always do a cheeky little weigh-in on a Monday to see what the damage was. And I'd always gained. And then I'd be dead strict again in the week. So I was literally just going round and round. Oh, and gosh. for 2000, so from losing that weight right up until 2020, I was going backwards and forwards. And I started to increase, you know, I put on about half a stone, but I was just all over the place. I just lost my way and I just thought, you know, I don't want to be counting points all my life. And there were certain foods that I wanted to eat that I didn't eat because they were too high in points. And
I was just going to say, like, I think that that's what makes it so difficult for, you know, when you follow like a sort of like if it's like a point system or what is it with Slimming World?
They have sins
and then like there's free foods, although I think they're not, or maybe it's sins they're not allowed to have anymore, but they have like some sort of
there is a free food thing, which I mean I did try Slimming World for a very short time, but my eyes are bigger than my belly, so to speak, and I couldn't get my head around the fact that you could eat as much as you wanted of a certain food and not gain weight. And I was like, well, no, because I think I would gain weight. And that's why to me the point system worked better, because I remember I used to preach it to my friends. I used to say I can eat anything I want as long as it's within my points. But what I was doing, I wasn't eating the right foods. I was eating a lot of rubbish, I'll be honest. I was eating a lot of rubbish. So that's why it was only working short time.
I guess that's a bit like calorie counting then as well, isn't it? Like if you're just calorie counting, then, you know, of course you could just eat whatever you want. And, you know, we're not taking into consideration like nutritiously dense food. Like, of course, you know, I believe in like food freedom, flexibility and all that kind of stuff. But of course, like when it's just like, you know, thinking about points, thinking about calories, then like the overall quality of your diet, like what you're eating matters, because if you're eating like lots of sugary food, you're going to have more cravings. You're going to have these spikes in your blood sugar levels, which you know, is going to have a whole lot of other side effects, tiredness, moodiness, more cravings. And then that's how you get stuck in that vicious cycle, you know? And then of course there's that thing of like, everything is a point. You know, sometimes you just want to eat a donut and it's just a donut. It's not attached to points or calories,
Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't eat avocado when I was on Weight Watchers because they used to say they were high in points. And I would check my day and I would think, oh, I can't have that. But stupidly, a biscuit would be lower in points. Whereas I love avocado. And now I've learned, you know, about the good fats and things like that. And it's definitely changed how I look at food now. And it worked for me. I lost the weight, but then I lost my way. And that's when I decided to look for a new way. With the reset.
And I
joined.
I love that. Like, I love that also at one point you kind of think to yourself, like, you don't want to be stuck in this cycle of, you know, points or counting calories. And, you know, like these things, you know, I think the point system, you know, it's kind of its own thing. But if we look at like calorie counting, right?
Yes.
And if somebody starts to calorie count, I'm like, yeah, okay, you know, it can be useful to start as a tool to recognize, okay, like how many calories are in food. And for some people, it's not a problem, right? Because, you know, they might have a regular relationship with food. Maybe they've just, you know, gained a little bit of weight here and there. They want to lose it, and it's not such a big deal, right? But when we're talking about women who have been struggling with their weight for years, they've done all the different diets, they're emotional eaters, you know, and that attachment to food is different. Then when they start to do something like calorie counting, of course, at the start, it can be useful as an educational, you know, tool, for example. Mm-hmm. But then after a certain amount of time, it's that reliance on it, right? And then it's like, oh, I can't eat this because I don't have enough points left, or I don't have enough calories left.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Then it's like, there's nothing about that is a healthy and positive relationship around food. Like, I don't think we're put on this planet to be like counting calories or counting points, you know, but it's like also thinking about the quality of your food and that realizing that, okay, you can count your points and you can eat like biscuits and all that kind of stuff all day, but you're still going to have really intense sugar cravings. So you're going to want to eat more biscuits.
Exactly.
And, you know, the effects of that, like, might not be the best, you know?
No.
So of course, like, flexibility is so important, and having, you know, biscuits and crisp and chocolate in your diet is key, right?
Mm-hmm.
For sustainability. But it's like when they're creeping in like constantly, that's a bit of an issue.
That's right. Yeah. Because I used to literally think, right, I want crisps. So I would point my crisps every day. And like you say, crisps are fine, but I was doing it every day. And, you know, I wasn't using my points wisely or using my calories wisely.
Yeah.
So it worked. But then the moment I stopped counting calories or counting points, because I wasn't educated enough, the weight just came back on, and I do put weight on quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So it just became a spiral.
Yeah.
So I remember, when you asked earlier, you know, when did I decide to do something different?
Mm-hmm.
I remember it well. It was last September.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sat in bed one morning and scrolling through my Facebook, as you do. And your 21-day reset advertisement popped up on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I'll be honest, I am always skeptical when you see these little advertisements popping up on your Facebook. You know,
of course, totally.
You look at,
who is you this know, woman? And,
so I clicked on it and had a read. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that homed in, like I said earlier, I have a massive sweet tooth, and the advertisement I saw was saying something about, you know, stopping sugar cravings, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what, 3 weeks, what I've lost my way, what have I got to lose for 3 weeks? You know, let's give it a go. So I did. And I loved all the foods, and it kind of reset myself into stopping the sugar binges, because that's what I was doing. I was doing lots of sugar binges. It just made me think differently and
think about food in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was getting my sugar fixes from other parts of food that is more natural, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the packets of Bourbon biscuits that I used to demolish quite easily and things like that. So, it was that was the turning point for me, because I just thought, yeah, this is working. It's
a different approach.
Yeah, it was the kick up the backside I needed to realise that because obviously what you did in the reset, you know, was the education side of it as well, which is brilliant. You know, you don't have to do that and you do it, and it's absolutely brilliant because it re-educated me into what is good, what, you know, we can have anything we want within balance. It's all about the balance, and that's what I learned, the balance, and that's when I decided that this was the way forward for me.
Yeah, a more flexible approach. And I guess so many people, before they join the reset, it's like the sugar cravings. Mm-hmm. The sugar is like, of course, everybody wants to come in and they want to lose their weight, and they want to feel, you know, slimmer and you know, better in their clothes and stuff like that. But the sugar thing is a huge problem for so many women.
Oh, definitely.
That, like, every single, like, you know, some people might eat relatively okay throughout the day, but then the evening it's like bam, and you know, the biscuits, the chocolate, the crisps.
That was me. I would be really good in the day, and then I would on the evening, and I don't know if it was boredom, you know, I mean, let's be honest, you know, biscuits don't really fill you up, they might do for that short period of time, and I would I'd sneak into the kitchen and I'd have a couple in my hand, and then I'd grab a few more while I was all going back into the living room, and I would eat them so fast. I was just shoveling them in, and it was like, why am I even doing this? And then I got, you know, and like I said, you just come down from a massive sugar high. And then maybe have a bad night's sleep, not feel the best. And that's another thing that the reset did. When I did the 21 days, I slept so much better, and I was waking up before the alarm went off.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And I was like, well, it's because it's not like I'd just given up sugar totally and, you know, I'm gone cold turkey, because the foods I was eating in the reset, it was, I don't know, it was balancing everything out for me.
I think that the biggest thing is that when people are wanting to lose weight, or, you know, a little bit like you, counting points or doing those kind of things, like, you know, there's two things that are going to cause sugar cravings, right? There's going to be the overall quality of your diet. So, for example, if you're eating foods that are, you know, and you're just counting calories or counting points, but you're like, you know, putting in the biscuits, and your the food itself isn't the most nourishing type of food, then, you know, you're gonna get like crazy sugar cravings. And then of course there's the like behavior kind of like habits you get, you want to eat more sugary foods because of that. But that's when like people come into the reset, and like I'm a foodie, right? Like, there's no denying that, that I love my grub. And that's also why I was never good at doing diets. And I guess one of the biggest things is showing, you know, women that we can improve the overall quality of your diet and put more healthy foods in there, but keep it interesting, right? Like, because I think when people think of healthy food, they think of, oh my God, there's going to be, you know, plain chicken and broccoli. And it's like, and nobody wants to do that. When we can make it more interesting and put the right combinations together, that of course going to be beneficial for fat loss. But then, you know, nourish, like you're actually going to be nourishing your body. You're already eliminating so many of the sugar cravings that you would normally get, because you've actually improved the overall quality of your diet. So like when people come, before they start the reset, they're like, their quality of their diet isn't maybe the best, and they're eating lots of sugar all the time. And then, you know, the first couple of days, it's about, you know, changing the type of food that you're eating, but keeping it interesting, like, you know, food that your whole family can eat and all that kind of jazz. And then within, really, I don't know about you, Penny, but like within how many days did you start to feel the benefits of it?
I felt just after the first week for me. And then, as I say, and like you've just mentioned there, foods the family could eat. When I was doing my other diet journeys, a lot of the time it was like, right, well, I'm having this, my husband's having this, and you know what I mean? And it was he wouldn't eat what I was eating, whereas on the reset, everything I made, he had.
Yeah.
Obviously, I may have given him a few more potatoes.
You wouldn't have put it. He wouldn't have been wanting to lose weight.
No,
and get into his bikini.
Yeah,
or anything,
he had bigger portions. You know, yeah, even though the portions on the reset were fine, but
So they're for a female.
Exactly. So it was more after the first week, I started to feel different. And by the end of the three weeks, the sugar cravings had just gone. I mean, now I've obviously been following this principles of the Weight Loss Academy since then. And I can't tell you the last time I thought about having a binge on on biscuits, because biscuits were, you know, I have a sweet tooth. I do like my chocolate. I have trained myself to like dark chocolate because I used to be a milk chocolate person. But now I do like the dark chocolate. I will, a few squares does the trick for me if I fancy a little bit of sweetness.
Yeah.
But the biscuits were because with the biscuits, I could never just have one. I mean, I remember years ago, I don't know if you know them, but little party ring biscuits with the icing sugar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I could eat them. I used to buy them for my son when he was a toddler, but really they were for me. He never got them. And you think, oh no, they're for my child. No, they're not. They're for me.
They're mummies.
since the retraining, because with the reset, it's what it says on the tin. You're not gonna join the reset for 3 weeks and lose all your weight. It's basically the resetting your body, I suppose. Me, I know everyone's different, but for me, after 3 weeks, I lost a few pounds, but I basically I got re-educated into the food, and I the sugar cravings went, and I went on further into the academy, and I've stayed there since, and it's just the fact now I can get up in the morning and think, right, what am I going to have for breakfast, or I plan my breakfast the day before, and I'm no longer thinking, how many points is that, how many calories is that? I'm just thinking, do you know what, I fancy some porridge today, so I'm gonna have porridge, or do you know what, I fancy an egg and then avocado on toast. Whatever, it doesn't matter, because I know it's good food, and then my lunch can be this, my dinner can be this, and
it's the food food freedom side of things.
It's totally food freedom. It is. It's I'm no longer thinking I can't have that. It's all about moderation and balance, and and the weight, as you know, I've not gained, I've lost a bit more. It's
you're stabilizing.
I'm stabilizing, and I really believe in it. I've never looked back, you know.
Amazing.
Never looked back.
And Penny is also, so Penny is of course in the academy, but also Penny is doing our coaching certification, and she's also a coach in our team. So it's wonderful to have you in there and supporting the ladies. And I think that's also, you're actually just a natural at it as well.
Thank you.
You know, you really, really are. But that's also a really amazing thing about this, is that everyone that comes into the academy, even, you know, myself, of course, I created it, but I've also been there. I've also been the person that did all the diets, you know, I did all the extreme things, and every, you know, coach in there that's also with me has also been in the trenches and been there with you know, with everyone. And I think that's also what makes our community, you know, very, very powerful.
Oh, definitely. Because we know what everyone's going through, and
exactly, and we know how to show people to get to the other side, right? But it is, you know, like, of course, what everybody wants is everybody wants to lose weight, get back to feeling confident, be energized, you know, have control around food, not be sitting every night and binging on chocolate. They want to feel vital, you know, and just happy in themselves. And there's a million and one different ways to do that. But let's do it in a way that's more empowering. Let's do it in a way that is more flexible, that fits in with your family and, you know, all that kind of jazz.
And also it's a lifestyle change, isn't it? And it's not, you know, there's so many diets out there that are quick fixes. And I know so many of us want the quick fixes, but you get that quick fix and then the weight goes back on, or more so. And it's all about the re-education and It's, you know, if when you've been on these diets, you know, you're happy when you're losing the weight, but then when you come off them, you know, we've all had these plans where we've aimed for something and thought, right, you know, I've got a wedding to go to, or I've got a holiday to go on. I'm going to go on this stupid regime to lose the weight. You go on your holiday, you feel great, but then you go back to your normal eating and you eat more. Whereas with the Weight Loss Academy, you are, it's a lifestyle change, and it's the education. And I do feel, you know, we're not educated enough about our food. And if we get re-educated, then it's a case of, we've got the balance. Yes, you can have the treats, but it's, you know, it's just understanding what's good for your body. And, you know,
I agree. And having that information, you know, when there's a lack of information and then you, like, you're confused and you don't know what should I eat or what shouldn't I eat? And then that leads to overwhelm. And then, you know, people just don't know what to do. Right. But when you have that education and you have some foundations that are, you know, and principles that are easy enough to follow, like it's sustainable for you then.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I hear a little dog in the background. Is that?
Yeah, no. I do talk about Max a lot on the in the Weight Loss Academy. That isn't Max, actually. That's there's some dogs outside in the garden across the street, and I can hear that. I didn't realize they were that loud. The
joys I thought that was little Max going for it.
No, Max is asleep.
Oh, bless.
An old boy.
That's cute. So what I want to let you folks know is that, of course, today the 21-day reset is open for enrollment. So this is our first live round since January. We start on May the 10th, and I would love to invite you to come and join us for 21 days, and it will be an absolute game changer for you. So if you're listening to the podcast and you're thinking, you know what, I've done all the diets, I've done the counting points, I'm a yo-yo dieter, my weight is, you know, I've been gaining weight, losing weight, and, you know, of course, after a year, or just over a year of, you know, not being able to go about normal life, of course, you may find yourself that you've turned to food a lot more than, you know, maybe what you're used to have done. That wasn't a very good English sentence there, was it? But the gist of what I want to say is that we would love to invite you to come and do the 21-day reset with us, where we will absolutely support you with resetting your eating habits, but also helping you lose weight, get back to feeling confident, energized, and back into those summer jeans or summer dresses that you have in your wardrobe that you're thinking to yourself, oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to fit in those, and I want to get back into them. We would love to guide you along the process. I will be in the reset. Penny will be there. All of our team will be there. And we would love to show you how you can get results and how you can get your confidence back without eating boring, bland diet food. There is definitely another way to reach your goals, and we would love to guide you every single step of the way. So it is live coaching. It's for 21 days. We have discounted the price. Normally it's £97, but you can join for £17. There's also a 7-day money back guarantee. We're that confident that if you come in, you will be completely satisfied with the results that you get. And also, one thing that I want to point out is that the reset is really flexible. So sometimes people are a little bit, not sure if they're going to like the food, or is it for them? You know, hand on heart, just come in and try. We have a team of coaches. I'm going to be in there, and we'll show you how you can, you know, make it work for you. There's food swap lists. You don't have to follow things exactly. So it's really flexible, isn't it, Penny?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Really flexible.
We can always help you to make it work for you. So don't be put off by thinking, am I going to like food? We even have people in coming into the reset that, you know, would consider themselves fussy, and they are going for it, and they're able to adjust it and change things and make it work for their family as well. So folks, all the information will be in the show notes. You're able to register from today. Whenever you join, everything is sent to you via email. And then, of course, we'll be opening the group, the coaching group as well in the coming days. And we'll be kicking off on May the 10th, which I'm super excited about. So if anybody's got any questions, you can, of course, drop me a little DM on Instagram. My handle is I am Anna Wallace, and I'll get back to you if you've got some questions regarding the reset as well. But Penny, it was a pleasure having you on today and hearing story. And yeah, and also people get a little introduction to you as well. So if they join us in the reset, they'll already know you, Penny.
They certainly will.
Yeah, exactly. That's wonderful. I appreciate you coming on today and sharing your story.
No problem.
All right.
Good to chat to you.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Okay, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.